Hello, my name is Armando, and welcome to The Plant Nook. What's up, plant fam? Oh my god, I haven't said that phrase in over 2 weeks, and I think that is such a long time to not do an episode, honestly. The last couple weeks have been totally insane. I had to completely move out of my old apartment and then move into my sister and brother-in-law's house. My sister currently is in South Carolina. I think I mentioned that either last episode or the episode previous. And she's getting her doctorate in choral conducting there, and then my brother-in-law is going to go and move down there for the rest of her schooling. So for now, before I move to Colorado, I'm going to be living at their place essentially for about 4 months. So sort of, I don't really want to say in between houses. No, this is another place for me to live, and it's great and all that jazz, and I'm just tired, guys. Between three jobs and having to move and clean and get rid of stuff and pack and all that jazz, I am tired. And currently I am sat in the guest bedroom with my two cats in the guest bedroom, so you might hear them. I also have my AC going, so you might hear that. But my cats don't like their dog. So until my brother-in-law leaves and moves down to South Carolina, the two of them are quarantined into this bedroom. Now, it's not a big bedroom, but it's not that small of a bedroom. It's actually quite large, I think. Definitely bigger than my childhood home. And it's just a little bit smaller than the first floor of one of my old apartments that they're used to. I had an apartment that was kind of a two-story. There was a spiral staircase in it that led to a small second floor where my bathroom and my bedroom were, and then the main floor down below. So they're sort of used to this space, and luckily there's a few different places they can hide and a couple of places they can climb. So they're easily entertained, thankfully, and they have each other too. But once my brother-in-law does move, I will go ahead and let them out and let them roam, stretch out a little bit more, if you will. And then, which also then leads me into bringing my plants officially inside, set up and everything. So currently my plants are outside. I don't know if you saw my Instagram story, I was mentioning how it's been raining so much here in central New York, and my plants are outside, and I was getting kind of worried that they're gonna get waterlogged, but they're actually looking really good. There's a few that are just out in the open, not underneath anything. The backyard itself is pretty well shaded. I want to say it's a it is a northern exposure backyard with lots of trees around it, and then so the house takes care of most of the sun, so there's a lot of bright indirect light considering it's going to be outside. But not all of them are protected from the rain, because I do have them set underneath some small wooden stairs, but it's kind of small. I couldn't fit everything in there, but the more water loving plants that I have, or the chunkier soil mixes that I do have, I left them out in the open. I'm, you know, basically letting water run right through them. So currently it's a lot of just waiting and seeing where things go. My Anthurium clarinervium is actually flowering again. So I'm thinking this might be the female flower this time. So I have the pollen, at least I think I have some of the pollen still stored in the freezer in a little container. So I'm hoping that does work, and we'll see if it actually takes. I don't think it will, but we're going to cross our fingers and hope. Okay, so now that I basically spilled my life story for the past 2 weeks, let's get into this week's topic, which sort of coincides with the move that I'm doing, and it's basically letting go of plants. So letting plants go can be one of the most difficult things we can do in this particular hobby. The houseplant hobby is so centered around collecting as many plants as possible, including the quote-unquote rarest plant you can get. Plants have basically become a status symbol, showing off your ability to care for them, your wealth, and quite possibly your presence in the houseplant community. With social media, people are showing off their lush indoor forests, and a lot of people are striving to keep up with each other to have the best plants or the best collection. The worst offenders are the people that are new to the hobby, I think. I know, because I was one of them. In my first month of actually collecting plants, I went from 0 to 60, literally. I took way more than I could handle right from the first month because all I wanted were plants everywhere. I wanted to be that houseplant jungle. The endorphin rush when I purchased a new plant was intense, and I wanted it every single time. As it happens, you start to get overwhelmed though. But you start saying to yourself, oh, this is fine. What's one more plant? Very much that meme with the dog in the hat that says, this is fine while the room is on fire, you know? That being said, I think there comes a time when you do reach that limit and you have to ask yourself, do I actually need this many plants, or can I really take care of all of them properly? Sometimes the answer is no. Like I said before, letting go of plants is one of the hardest things to do in this hobby, but sometimes it's quite necessary. I started letting go of plants back in November of 2020 of last year. This, unfortunately, was basically unintentional. I had a couple weeks of really rough mental health. Now, I'm not diagnosed with depression, nor do I feel like I am depressed. However, I did hit a low point mentally. Suffice it to say, most of us hit a low point at some point last year due to the worldwide event that was happening, you know? This blip resulted in me not taking care of my plants for several weeks. Though it's not the most ideal way, that is one of the many ways of letting go of plants. Something I should mention, if your plants don't make it, you're not a failure. Plants always come and go. Your health is more important. Remember that. Without you, the plants wouldn't survive anyway, so make sure that your health, physically, emotionally, and mentally, are good first. You can always get another plant. You necessarily can't get another one of yourself. Once I got past that time, I did find it easier to start taking care of my plants again. I didn't realize that all of the plants that I had became more of a stressor than a way to help me be happy and stress-free. As I go, I'll probably get more plants, but when I'm ready to and feel comfortable enough to keep more. With that being said, another reason to let go of plants is because you physically can't keep them due to a big life event like moving. Like I mentioned at the start of the episode, I moved into my sister's house last week. I did end up giving some friends some of my plants, especially like the really big ones. One particular plant I had, my Aglaonema Silver Bay, had four individual plants inside the pot. I didn't want to let it go fully because the plant came from my mom, but I had to let it go just due to the sheer size of it. Luckily, I also had a pot from my grandma, which, fun fact, the original plant didn't make it, whoops. So I decided to take one of the plants out of the larger Aglaonema and pot it up in the pot that my grandmother gave me. That also meant I had a piece of each of them in basically one plant. Sentimentality can make it difficult to physically let go of something, but I was able to compromise and make something smaller rather than having an entirely too large plant for the space I was going to have or due to moving. This move to my sister's, which is about 5 minutes away from where I was living, also prepared me for when I eventually moved to Colorado. I think the lack of space in the vehicle I'm going to be going in is definitely going to come into play when I have to decide what I take and what I give away. I keep telling myself plants are replaceable. One of the best things about plants is that you can pretty much find them anywhere. Some are a little bit more difficult to come by, true. However, you can find them again. Now, I love every single one of my plants, but I have to make the very difficult decision on which plants make quote-unquote the cut and which ones I need to give away. Something to consider is that if your plant that you're giving away can easily be propagated, take some cuttings before you do, especially if it's before the move. Some plants will take a few weeks to root, so that gives you enough time to collect the cuttings and then root them. Then, by the time you move into your new place, it'll have roots and you'll be able to just pop them up into their new home. Besides, transporting cuttings will be a lot easier since they'll take up less room and don't require substrates, so they're going to be a lot lighter than taking a full pot. But the timing is the most important factor, especially once it is fully rooted. If it's fully rooted and you're still leaving it in the substrate, the roots, depending if you're doing water propagation or not, the roots themselves won't acclimate well to soil or whatever substrate you're going to change it into. So you want to make sure that you are taking the cuttings at the correct time. But all of this is to say that letting go of plants is a very large process. For some, it can take weeks, months to really fully accept that they have to let something go. And for others, they might not be okay with letting go, but due to time constraints or just whatever events happening, they just have to basically toss it, throw it in the garbage, put it on the side of the road, and hope that some plant lover passes by and says, "Ooh, I want that," and takes it. So, in your process of letting go of plants, just think about, one, why do you have to let go of the plant? The reasoning is important. You know, it helps motivate you to think about these plants and say to yourself, okay, I do need to get rid of it. I do need to do this because this event is happening. If it's a mental health issue, well, that's a little bit more difficult and a little more complex to deal with when you're trying to let go of your plants, because it is all dependent on your mental state. Find something that helps you cope with the personal issues that you might be going through. If it's plants, great, but if it's not, you're going to have to just try your best to basically take care of yourself first and then take care of your plants. Your plants might not make it, and that's okay. It's okay. I can't tell you the amount of people that I talked to in the last couple of months that were saying last year was hard. A lot of my plants died because I personally was not mentally there. You're not alone when it comes to having mental health problems and having to deal with your collection and not wanting to deal with your collection. And the last thing most of us want to do in that position is reach out and talk to somebody and ask for help. One of the fantastic things about the plant community. Now, this is not always true because there are some people there that are jerks. However, there's a lot of amazing, amazing people in this community. More often than not, if you reach out to somebody and say, "Hey, I'm struggling mentally right now and I'm worried for my plants. Do you have any advice?" 9 times out of 10, we're all going to say, "Yes. I've been in your shoes. This is what I did." For some of us, myself included, we just had to ride it out and hope for the best. And that's not the greatest advice, but me personally, I've never really had to go through any sort of mental health problems, really. And so it was difficult for me to figure out a way to get through it. But honestly, I had to put myself first and understand that, yes, some of my plants might die, but my health is more important because I need to be here if I'm going to take care of whatever plants are left. Now, in the aspect of moving, when you're letting go of your plants, my advice is get rid of the plants that are easier to come by. So I've given away, you know, my Philodendron Burl Marx, my Aglaonema Silver Bay. They're a lot easier to come by now. Granted, with the Aglaonema Silver Bay, like I said, I did take one of the plants out of the pot and took it with me. I took a cutting of my Monstera, which was the Monstera that I rescued, quote-unquote, and the other one I gave away as well. My Ficus Benjamina, my huge Ficus Benjamina, I was not going to bring that across the country, so I gave that one away. My Fiddle Leaf Fig, I gave that one away. I had a Scindapsus Pictus. I gave that one away because I knew that I could get that somewhere else if I really wanted to get another one. I have a smaller plant. It's not doing so hot, so we'll see. But yeah, you know, choose I guess the easiest plants to find first and then go from there. Now, it's hard to do a hierarchy like that, but it is what it is. Now, if you're at a point where a lot of your plants are a little bit more difficult to find, something you can do is if you have a local plant friend in the area that you're currently living in and you're moving away from this area, see if they can hold on to the plants and then you just give them money to ship them to you. Or maybe you'll come back for them or something, or, you know, they'll adopt them for a little while and hopefully they can get them back to you. But, you know, find local people that might be able to hold on to your plants for you, and then maybe offer them a cutting of that plant. Or, you know, if you find that particular plant that you are, that is quote unquote harder to find, if you find it somewhere locally that was cheaper than when you bought it or something like that, maybe you could say, hey, if you want to, you can keep it. I found another one. I know it doesn't sound that great because for a lot of us, a lot of our plants have a lot of sentimentality to it, especially if you know, like, oh, well, I went through the ringer with this plant. It died. I had to cut it back. It came back. I love it. It's beautiful. It's fine. The ideas, the memories, the feelings that you've had about that particular plant will be present in the other plant. Just because it's a different plant doesn't mean that you still can't tie those emotions to that particular plant, because it should, if it's the same plant, still strike up that memory, because when you see that plant, you are then thinking about all of the good things and bad things that have happened with that plant in your head. Just because it might not be the same physical plant doesn't mean it can't still conjure up those memories and those feelings for you. So to wrap it up, basically, it's not easy. It is not an easy process to let go of any of your plants. Even my more common ones, it was not easy. I did get a little choked up when I was handing these plants over to some of my friends. But I did know that these friends were going to take great care of them. They were all plant parents, and that I knew that these plants were going to a great home, and that made it a little bit easier for me. It's easier said than done to say, it's okay, you'll be fine, give away the plant and you will find another one. It's a lot easier to say it than to actually go through it. So if you are in this process, just know that you're not alone. You can ask me for advice and see how I'm getting through it. And I'm sure you can ask so many other plant parents on how they're doing it and how mentally they are getting through the process of letting go of plants. So if you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, share the show so other people can figure out a way to let go of their plants if they're in that step right now. If you want to connect, you can go ahead and message me and follow me on Instagram, The Plant Nook Podcast. You could also send me an email, theplantnook@gmail.com. You could also head to anchor.fm/theplantnook for other ways to support the show. You can also purchase merch. And that's it, really. It's so nice to be back. Oh my goodness. I really did miss making the show. I will say 100%. I do miss sitting here talking to all of you and just sharing my love and passion for houseplants. So I'm glad to be back. I'm sure there's going to be another weekend or another week where I have to say, hey guys, sorry, I'm doing this, especially in the next few months, because I will be on a trip in September and then I will be moving. And I also have these big events at work. My last big events at work. So there might be a couple more times where I might need to take a week off or something like that, but hopefully they're going to be a little further away. All right. Well, that's it for this week. I hope to share more with you next time. Bye. The music you heard in this podcast is called Hard Fought Victory from Purple Planet Music. And now, a word from our sponsor.